Proclamation number 7397 of 25th of August, 1959. Notice on great time of need. And even if you long for the pleasures of this world, they are not permanent, and within a short time you will realize this yourselves when the transience is so clearly brought home to you that you will be shocked by the course of world events and realize how futile all your efforts and worries were in the past time. The world will suffer a severe blow, i.e., everything that belongs to the world, the people who pay homage to the world, will have to realize that everything will be taken away from them, that they will lose what they have created for themselves, and nothing will remain for them. And people who are only worldly minded will be hit hard, whereas those will be little affected whose striving was spiritual and who therefore also realize the necessity of what affects the earth and thus the people on it. And this will be the time when the gospel shall now be proclaimed to all those who have been hard hit and know no way out in their adversity. Through you they shall be pointed to the one to whom they must turn if they are to be helped. You yourselves cannot help them other than by preaching the divine word, because everyone has to take the path to me himself from whom he expects help. Admittedly, the people of the world do not accept me, I have become a stranger to them. But through you they can be pointed to me again and, depending on their will, they can either take the path to me or turn their eyes ever more desperately towards the world. But it will only be to their soul's detriment, even if they acquire earthly goods again in an unjust way. They will not bring them a blessing, and they are only to be petted if they don't believe your words and keep striving for the world and its goods instead of establishing the bond with me, which is and remains the purpose and aim of the great earthly hardship before. Only when people realize the transience of the world so very clearly will they go into themselves and be able to change their thinking and their way of life. And then it is also possible that they strive for spiritual goods, that they realize that spiritual good alone is desirable and that this also guarantees them earthly help, that they will always find help with me if they completely hand themselves over to me and learn to despise the world's goods. If they defeat the world, again and again it is foretold to you that you do useless work if you only strive to increase your earthly wealth. Again and again you are pointed out to the decay and transience of what you strive for and what you use all your strength to achieve. Everything will be taken away from you. Keep thinking about it, even if you don't want to believe it. But prepare yourselves for this by also acquiring spiritual goods which will then protect you from a state of despair and most bitter hardship. For anyone who possesses spiritual possessions also knows that he will be sustained by my love, no matter how confusing and threatening the world may seem to be. Where my strength is called upon, nothing can happen, there all afflictions will be resisted. And whether the world still threatens the human being so much, whether it disintegrates into rubble and rock, I can give earthly goods back to you at any time, but you must request or acquire spiritual goods through love, but then you will also possess the strength to fight against the world, and then you will receive what you need if only you first seek my kingdom and its righteousness. Amen.